Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. If you have appreciated Revolution Radio in the past, you're going to appreciate it this week for sure. I have an all-star lineup. Today, Joaquin Hagopian, with whom I've just published the Hamas-Israel conflict, the latest Zionist war exposed, brilliant analyst of geopolitical issues. Wednesday, John Kaminsky, who will be familiar to many of you, who's a perceptive guy as well. And then Friday, Jack Mohan, who doesn't mince words and lays it out. I mean, I'm just ecstatic. Before I bring in Joaquin, I want to highlight a few of the latest stories out here with kind of a thumbnail sketch to solicit his observations. What I consider to be among the most irresponsible actions ever taken by an American government. The Biden has given a green light to Israel to hit any target you want anywhere in the Middle East. How outrageous is that? Talk about inviting World War III. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin reports no one can follow the new rule-based order because the rules are kept to be a secret, but so far as he can tell, we're simply talking about colonialism all over again. I have no doubt he's got it right. Meanwhile, European democracy demonstrates its commitment to freedom of speech by banning pro-Palestinian marches and reports. How ludicrous is that? This is supposed to be Western Europe. This is supposed to be the intellectual capital of the universe. And they're suppressing protests because they don't like their content. If you want an illustration of the power of Israel over all these nations, just remember the admonition of Voltaire to find who rules over you. Just determine who you're not allowed to criticize. That's right. Exactly right. There it is. Meanwhile, Kevin Barrett has had a debate with J. Michael Springman on whether the Hamas attack was a false flag. Frankly, I don't think there's a lot of room of doubt about it, but if anyone had any hesitancy, get this. Bibi ordered the Israeli military to stand down for 7 hours during the Hamas invasion. I mean, No wonder they took more territory in one day than the Ukrainian army in 4 months of its purported counteroffensive. But get this, too. Yesterday, I received a copy of a report of CNN faking news. Listen to this. Now, I want you to understand, you're hearing the voice of the director telling the actors what to do. This is CNN. This is supposed to be breaking news, live reporting from Israel.
Closer to the road, Jerry. Move them. It looks like we're in the middle of a forest.
Close.
Okay, Jerry, tell the cameraman to keep Clarissa in shot, okay? It's not the Blair Witch Project.
You're fine.
That's it. Perfect. Okay. So get nice and close. Yeah, get the cameraman nice and close.
Okay.
Now look around, Jerry. Just look around as if you're in danger. Try and look nice and scared. Yeah, that's it. Catching your breath. Dead scary over here with all the bombs going off and all that.
Good.
Okay, that's beautiful. That's the money shot. Nice and tight on Clarissa.
Are you seeing our situation, guys?
Tell her yes.
Yes.
Can she hear the shells, Jerry? Because they are about 6 miles away.
Can you hear the shells?
Stay down.
Derek, can you boost the volume on those explosions, please? Oh, be a darling and patch me through to Clarissa's microphone, please.
Guys, I'm done.
Clarissa, I need you to stop swearing. You're overdoing it. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. Now, we're getting set up on sound and visual. We should be going live in about 15 seconds. Okay.
Were you guys rolling on this?
Yeah, we're rolling, Clarissa, but we're not live yet. Okay. We can't show the earth.
How about that? Let's make the sound of those bombs a little louder. Joaquin, welcome to the show. It's a joy to have you back. Your comments on any of the above, and then we'll take off with your assessment of what's going on in the big picture. The floor is yours.
The world is one big Hollywood production. You know, I mean, it's all so ridiculous, you know. Everything that's out there on the conventional mainstream is pure lies. You know, I mean, it has been for a long time now, but what's incredible is that so many people still pay attention to that crap. You know, that's what gets me. You know, I keep thinking, I'd say probably for over a year, I've been making reference to, yeah, once we reach critical mass, you know, amongst our population that finally are getting it. And I don't think we're there. I just keep hoping and wishing, but I don't think we're there. I think there's too many people still ignorant that aren't paying attention. You know, and as long as we have people that are ignorant, they will not understand that the cabal, our enemy, keeps using the same MOs, the same basic problem, reaction, solution, divide and rule. It's all the same production all the time, the same exact method. And if you look at history, you see this pattern, but people aren't still getting it. Now, I write to, and we're on the air for basically the people that are paying attention. And those that have a curious mind and know that something's gravely wrong, and they want to find out what might be behind that screen of gravely wrong. And those are the people that we're trying to reach. Because eventually, I believe, hopefully, before all of us are genocided against, hopefully we can reach that critical mass. I know more and more people every day are getting it, you know, because the lies are so blatant now. So I'm just hoping that we reach it before, you know, what? You know, there's 7-something billion. I'm hoping we are able to maintain a human species before they actually get rid of all of us.
Well, you know, in your recent piece, you observed how Gaza is now totally under siege, with Israel cutting off all water, electricity, fuel, food, and life-saving medicine. Clear violation of the Geneva Convention. committing inhumane maltreatment crimes against innocent wartime civilians, commonly known as collective punishment. The media attention focusing on the horror of civilian victims on both sides provides ample cause for blaming both Hamas and Israeli government with war crime atrocities that even the UN admits. In just 4 days, more than 260 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip were displaced, war refugees bombarded by constant and relentless land, air, and sea assaults with zero regard for the life of innocent civilians. I just add the rule of threes. I don't know if everyone recognizes human life needs cannot exist after 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, or 3 weeks without food. Cutting off all electricity, fuel, food, and water is outrageous. They are consigning millions of Gazans potentially to death, absent backup water supplies, the existence of which I do not know. Your thoughts, Joaquin? This is a very serious war crime taking place, crimes against humanity, violations of international law, and they don't give a damn. They have the Israeli defense said they are not going to be bound, that there are no restraints on what their troops can do. They're not going to be punished for anything they do. And that would clearly include mass murder, rape, looting, the whole bit. There will be no military tribunals. Joaquin.
Yeah, I mean, it's very evident that the world watches passively, complicit in accepting these crimes against humanity. And no reaction. I mean, America's going right along with it. You alluded to whatever you want to do is fine with us, you know? I mean, it's just incredible that they're killing all these people. And the sad part is that we're all Palestinians now and we're all in the crosshairs. But right before our eyes now, I mean, the ground invasion, it's probably going to happen in any day, any time, any hour. And once that happens, there's going to be thousands every single day. I understand that the way with all the airstrikes and the sea artillery barrage, they are losing 400 to 500 people a day just on that alone. But once they do their ground invasion, along with no water or food or electricity and fuel and all the rest, I mean, it's just, you know, it right before our eyes. I mean, I hope there are cameras and people watching so they go up in arms about this. It's just incredible to me that the world remains silent.
Yeah, a couple more paragraphs. As always, this carnage permits the real culprits behind all this suffering and bloodshed to never be held to account. As leader of the most militant conservative government in Israel's 75-year bloody history, Netanyahu has terrorized and victimized Palestinians longer than any other Israeli leader in its history, with his increasingly over-the-top brutal apartheid, allowed to perpetuate his ethnic cleansing policy with total impunity from an always passive yet complicit world, all the while aggressively expanding Israeli West Bank settlements like there's no tomorrow. This notorious Khazarian mafia boss is accused of intentionally allowing the Hamas attack to take place and instantly claim victimhood in order to gain higher moral ground with widespread sympathy and support, especially from the Western world, that in turn conveniently covers up and excuses Bibi's failed inhumane brutal treatment against Palestinians. At least one Israeli newspaper calls him out. An October 8th Haaretz editorial alleging Netanyahu bears responsibility for this Israeli-Gaza war, squarely blaming him for all his reckless, extreme malfeasance that sets today's treacherously deadly stage. You're nailing it, Joaquin.
Yeah, yeah. I just hope people pay attention, because we're seeing genocide right before our eyes right now. And when they launch that ground invasion, oh, it's going to be just horrible. And there's no help. There's no help coming. Now, there is going to be escalation, because Iran, through the UN, put out the ultimatum just recently, in the last couple of days, that when there's a ground invasion and the status quo with the inhumane conditions that are a violation of international law, those two are the grounds that Iran is saying they will intervene. And if Iran steps in, we almost know where it's going. Because both Israel, for the longest time, and Iran have nukes. So we're now dealing with a slippery slope of probably two militaries with nuclear weapons. And who knows where it ends once that occurs. And Iran, they almost have justification for stepping in to stop it. But I'm afraid with the escalation of war with Iran and Israel, it could go all the way, So that's going to happen, because there is a ground invasion that's going to happen any moment. And when that happens, I don't think Iran is just back down. They said they put it on the line and said they will intervene. And that means, world war, I'm afraid.
Oh, I expect it's going to spin out of control very, very fast once the ground invasion occurs. There's a hesitancy. They've been holding off, Joaquin. I think they're realizing there's enormous opposition to what they're doing, that their corruption and inhumanity has been blatantly exposed here, and that if they move forward, they're going to be assaulted on multiple fronts. Hamas, which has already defeated them in Lebanon. I think Syria will be drawn in. Erdogan seems to be very eager to lead an Islamic resistance to Israel. He wants to reclaim or claim a role as being a leader of the Muslim world. I think he's going to find the situation irresistible to intervene. And Egypt, of course, is blocking their border appropriately, not taking refugees. We even had an editor at Breitbart, however, declare that Gaza should be leveled and that the United States should take all the Palestinian refugees, with all the, pouring over the border of these illegals, where countries are emptying their prisons and their asylums. The United States is becoming the garbage pit for humanity, Joaquin. It is just disgusting beyond belief.
Well, it's very obvious the agenda. And we speak in terms of nations, but it really isn't about nations. It's about who's pulling the strings of the puppet leaders in all the nations. And we know who they are. They are the City of London, Rothschild, and Rockefeller, and the royal family, the black nobilities. Those are the enemy of humanity that are determined to have genocide against the human race. And they're going for World War III. It's more than obvious now. And it's just gonna steamroll right out of control. I'm afraid that nuclear war is real close at hand. What we could do to stop it, I don't know. I mean, I don't have an answer for it, other than if enough people rise up and say enough is enough, we want to live, we do not want to die, maybe something can happen. But I don't know. It's out of control now.
Turkey has already sent a plane load of medical supplies to Palestine, and yet we have, as you observe, Western powers like the EU and Germany said initially they were withholding humanitarian aid. for Palestinian civilians due to the actions of Hamas, in effect victimizing the victims, which is always the case. But a strong public backlash against this decision now has them backtracking. Blame has also been legitimately leveled against the U.S. for its near 17 years of sanctions against the Palestinian Authority, chronically ignoring the Palestinian plight for a two-state solution, all the while financing $38 billion in military aid for Israel from 2019 to 2028. Only Ukraine gets more aid from the U.S. now, over $75 billion in the last 19 months, and only because the USA Incorporated boosts this diminutive nation the size of New Jersey, the fifth smallest U.S. state. Can Israel boast a top 20 GDP per capita economy that disgracefully also possesses the world's largest open-air prison, holding 2.2 million Palestinians captive, nearly half being children, in Gaza itself? You're laying out so clearly, Joaquin, and the irresponsibility of the EU and America is grotesque.
I just hope that the nations of the world, I mean, it's going to come down to Russia, maybe China, the global South nations standing up, India, Brazil, Iran, Saudi Arabia. I hope that all of these nations stand up and oppose it. You know, I don't know what else to do other than, you know, just put out the truth and hope that some forces of action in the right direction finally prevail.
Well, you mentioned both Israel and Iran having nukes. Iran, of course, disavowed the pursuit of nukes long, long ago, was using only nuclear fuel for energy, peaceful energy. But you're the second source that I regard as highly reliable to advise that Iran has at least a couple of nukes. Israel, of course, has a vast undeclared stockpile of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. It's never declared in violation of international law all by itself. What's your intel on Iran having acquired nukes? And by the way, over the years, at a time before my Sandy Hook fiasco, I was reporting in relation to Iran and being consulted, and I was advising they needed to have nukes to defend themselves to create a mutually assured destruction scenario, such as prevailed for 45 years after World War II, where now the United States has absurdly revised itself to a first strike doctrine. Joaquin, your thoughts on all of the above?
Yeah, in the same principle that America and the Soviet Union had the mutual deterrence to not blow each other up, yes, Iran also, they know that Israel will take them out, but maybe they'll think twice if they know Iran also has that mutual destruction. So, you know, that's the basis of it, and they have been, thankfully, there hasn't been bombs dropped on Iran yet, but it's looking like both of these countries are coming to a head, along with the other ones. Saudi Arabia is now in an emergency meeting amongst a lot of the Muslim nations right now as we speak, and they have clout. Saudi Arabia has clout, and they opened their normalized relations now with Iran after all these years, thanks to China's intervention. So I'm just hoping that the cooler heads prevail and that the global South, including the powerful nations of the Middle East, other than Israel, come to some kind of consensus of a plan of action that is able to in some way neutralize. I don't count on America, the government in America, current regime, in any way stopping any of this. They've already given carte blanche as they have all through Israel's 75-year history of killing Palestinians. Has there ever been any kind of consequence for Israel's death reign over the population of Palestine that's shrinking all the time? Has there ever been? No, there hasn't. The only interventions that were done were by Arab nations that went to war briefly. Unfortunately, it was a brief war because Israel always prevails because they have all the backing of America and the West. So, you know, I do a lot of prayer, actually. I'm praying for humanity. I'm praying for cooler heads to prevail. I'm praying for the evil ones that have been in control for so many centuries to finally get their comeuppance, their just desserts, their karmic due. I'm praying a lot for that.
Of course, Israel has been rather relentless in assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists, some very cleverly done, and a machine gun mounted in a cart, for example, so the street looked completely deserted. And when he came out in the street, he was shot to pieces. How did Iran acquire these weapons? Were they developed by Iran? Were they purchased from other sources? I understand you can buy a nuke on the black market today. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you can get anything now for the right price on the black market. I mean, look where a lot of our weapons, Western weapons have gone that were sent to Ukraine, you know? I mean, Hamas ended up with some of the American weapons in use against, you know, the Palestinians, the Israelis. On the black market, or for the right price, and these terrorist groups are picking them up. I mean,
we'll be right back after this break. Stand by.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
My featured guest today, Joaquin Hagopian, has a wonderful piece, The Hamas-Israel Conflict, the latest Zionist war exposed on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Joaquin, we were talking about Iran having acquired a couple of nukes. I have felt they have long had the capacity to overwhelm the so-called Iron Dome, take out Tel Aviv with conventional weapons, some very sophisticated, possibly even Scalar, and that they have, I don't know, thousands of drones. I do not believe Israel could withstand even a non-nuclear attack from Iran. Your thoughts?
Well, we saw in the first hours of the Hamas attack that they were... The dome was not effective. It was not able to. They were barraging it with such force with the rockets and missiles that it was no match. So, yeah, it's very vulnerable. And obviously, Iran's, you know, I mean, their technology is far greater, obviously, than Hamas. My concern is Hezbollah is going to probably be jumping in along with Iran. So, I mean, what I want to also mention here is we know that Netanyahu was aware. He got the Egyptian intelligence. America, the guy McCall, representative, I believe, from Texas, Michael McCall, actually came out on New York Post, I believe, stating that America knew about it and Israel knew about it days and perhaps even weeks ahead of the invasion. So that right there tells us it's exactly like 9-1-1, like World War II, the Day of Infamy, FDR holding back, knowing Japan was coming. These are all false flags because they want war. And, I mean, politically, Netanyahu was on his last legs. He was not and is not a popular leader. He's a failed leader. He's a bloodthirsty leader that even most of the Israeli citizens, they are basically for, well, maybe not now, but they were moving in a direction for, let's give these poor Palestinians their country. This is like the majority of the population, I believe. But that government, Netanyahu, the conservatives, the most conservative and radical militant and regime in history of Israel. And so obviously they worship Satan. They worship the dark side and they want war, the big one. So yeah, I mean, they knew it was coming and yet they let it happen just so there can be a whole lot of Israeli citizens dead that will then get all the rest of the world, particularly in the West, including of course the United States, so that they have complete backing and total impunity to go in and annihilate the rest of the Palestinians in Gaza. It's just a shame.
Well, as you well know, of course, Hamas was originally created by Israel to be an alternative to Yasser Arafat. the legendary leader of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, who had the absolute support of every Palestinian. I think they feared him. They wanted to weaken his hold, so they created Hamas as an alternative. And then, it appears to me, took out Yasser by poisoning, it would appear, following Lenin's admonition that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it. I believe Hamas has probably now evolved to a point that it's not wholly under Israeli control, but I have no doubt their intelligence enabled them to anticipate any move Hamas might make. We had an Israeli blogger who's also a former member of the IDF, a woman, saying something was wrong because even the presence of a cat, a house cat, at events would normally provoke a response in force. So now we have the latest report that Bibi insists that the IDF not respond for 7 hours so he could create this larger pretext for attacking Gaza, and where, you know, they fabricated a whole lot of incidents like the ridiculous 40 babies having been beheaded. And while I have no doubt a lot of babies may have been beheaded, they were Palestinian. They were not Jewish. I mean, the bullshit coming out here is just unbelievable. But I think Bibi calculated that this was the right way to go. And, of course, to save himself politically, as you've observed, he was in deep, deep trouble legally. He had suits against him for corruption. He was trying to reform the Supreme Court to weaken its hold. It's rather like court packing here in the United States. The Democrats would love to do to create a more Democrat-friendly Supreme Court. There were going to be riots, massive protests against Bibi forthcoming. So he preempted and now becomes, of course, the leader of a besieged nation rally around the flag and had been selected to be the head of a coalition government. And now, of course, it's being idolized by Israelis worldwide. Joaquin, your further thoughts.
Well, I'll tell you, he financed, just like Israel, the U.S., many of the Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, they all financed Al-Qaeda. They financed the Mujahideen and Osama bin Laden. They finance ISIS, and they finance Hamas also. And that's on record. Bibi has gone to the Knesset and said such in 2019. We have Ron Paul back in 2014 before Congress actually giving a speech saying that America is complicit for supplying all the arms and the money, and Israel is doing this basically financing and training the Hamas. So, I mean, it's like they're the proxy war enemy of the people of Israel and the people of Palestine and the people of the world, really, because it is a real, I mean, to have proxy war, and of course there's the proxy war in Ukraine that's been going on with that. So yeah, I mean, it's really sad that the Western governments seem to be, because they're completely in the pocket of their masters, which are pulling their strings, they do what they're told, and they know that they have this illusion that they will be saved once everything crashes and once Satan is finished with them. They're going to be discarded like useful idiots, which is what Noah Harari, the big guru for the World Economic Forum, he calls us all useless idiots. And they all will be used as useless idiots as well. They don't seem to realize this, or they're hanging on in hopes that they will still have the lifestyle and the money and all the rest. But it, to me, it's looking like everything's crashing, and the only thing that can help us is God's intervention, I'm afraid.
Well, Henry the K, 10.5 years ago, predicted Israel would no longer exist in 10 years.
Right.
It expired its shelf life, according to Kissinger. Now, Ukraine war, it seemed to me, has been fought because Israel wants Ukraine to be the new Israel. And I think that this intervention in Gaza may have been induced by frustration for the Russian defeating the Ukrainians. There's no room for doubt about it. All the assessments converge. The war is lost. NATO, the U.S. pumped all these weapons in under the guise of having an agreement with Russia that even Angela Merkel admitted was just a cover story to beef up Ukraine. They didn't expect Russia to be so sturdy and responsive and capable of dealing with this issue. So that option having been lost, I believe now the Israelis simply want to wipe Palestine clean of all Palestinians, not just Gaza, but the West Bank as well. So I anticipate if they move forward with the intervention, and I think we're at the precipice that Israelis realize if they go forward with a ground invasion, there's going to be a massive all-out assault against them, and they cannot be assured of prevailing. I believe that's why now, right now, Bibi's engaged in the most consequential decision he will ever make, whether to go forward with a ground assault or not. Because I honestly believe it's going to lead to a wipeout of Israel. I think Israel is going to be wiped off the map. Not Gaza, Israel. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, we know that Henry made that prediction. And Henry's an insider, if there ever was one, that Illuminati guru. It's really looking like it will be war. However, perhaps Netanyahu does not want to perish. He will be down and gone, and so will his country. And perhaps he will come to his senses and not go forth. But I think that the ground invasion it's a done deal. I don't see him backing out of that. I think it'll happen.
And if you're right, and if he doesn't back out, then all hell is going to break loose. And the United States, sadly, once again, finds itself on the wrong side of history. And if the U.S. continues to support Israel as a Biden admin, which is really being controlled by Barack Obama, George Soros, and, dare I say, Bibi Netanyahu for our Congress, as you well know, is Israeli-occupied territory where new members are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel even ahead of those of the United States. And, of course, where our mainstream media is all dominated by U.S. Israeli citizens. I mean, it's all outrageous how the American public is being manipulated and played by massive propaganda and even betrayal by our own Congress. I think that it may be inevitable that the United States becomes targeted and Russia is drawn in. I think they have sufficient missiles to attack the American ships, including the Gerald R. Ford, which is our latest supercarrier, but has long since been observed because of anti-ship missiles. Carriers are simply clay pigeons. They're there for the offing. And I would not be surprised if Hezbollah already had anti-ship missiles or other means to attack, which could even include, as we saw in engagement with North Korea, torpedo boats, to come out and take them out. I think this is going to be a hell of a mess. I would not be surprised if every American ship in the Mediterranean were sunk in short order, and I guarantee that'll happen if Russia is drawn into a war with the United States. We are lost.
Yeah, that's very true. And I'm inclined to think because Iran and Russia and China are in a military strategic alliance that I think that Russia will be drawn into it. It's obvious that Iran is being drawn into it. It will not tolerate what's coming with a ground invasion. It will not. And I'm afraid that Russia in alliance with Iran will just follow suit. Or there's going to be some kind of, Christopher Wray came out the other day and was saying, okay, watch out. Here comes, the extremists. There can be some kind of, they're basically claiming that there's going to be some kind of threat by extremists, terrorists, the copycat version of Hamas in the United States. And then there's a lot of analysts that are saying that because the open border has brought in so many military-aged men that are Chinese nationals and Middle Easterners, and that there can be many, many cells that will be activated to launch some kind of offensive campaign inside America. That's also becoming a greater threat. Who knows where all this is going to end, It's just all negative stuff.
Yeah, I think two of the ironic developments occurring here are because of the Hamas attack, there's greater concern with the migrants pouring across our border. Trump himself has even raised the question, are they going to be used as a force to attack us? And Israel has encouraged every Israeli citizen to have weapons, a kind of endorsement of our Second Amendment. I think it's going to be much harder for the Democrats try to grab guns when they see that if the Israelis don't have weapons to defend themselves, they could be attacked by Hamas. And right now, that with all those migrants pouring over the border, we have no idea who they are. At least we, the public, have no idea. I suspect the Biden admin has a very good idea that we may have to defend ourselves against them. And frankly, I believe that's going to happen, Joaquin. I think that's part of the plan.
I do too, unfortunately. I mean, he was selected, Biden was selected to finish the job that Obama started, to destroy America from within. That was his sole role. And Obama is probably his handler. So, it's just in accordance with their plan to destroy the United States of America. And, there's just so much lawlessness now on our earth. There are no rules of international law. I won't say no one. There probably are some nations or people that do, but we're seeing all these violations that are just willfully done with impunity. So, I don't have a lot of hope for things getting turned around. We must rise up as a people opposing it, and it's going to take courage for a lot of people to stand up. But now it's stand up for the human race. Forget stand up for Ukraine or stand up for Israel. Stand up for the human race, because we are all Palestinians and we are all subject to annihilation at this point.
That's the way I feel. We are all Palestinians now. The one exception, the great nation that adheres scrupulously to international law, is our archenemy, Russia. They actually are very, very good. They adhere to every dotting every I, every crossing every T, every comma, every paragraph. They adhere to international law. they are ridiculously claimed of violating, but they are the nation most scrupulous of all, far better than the United States ever pretended to be, because we engage in all kinds of dirty deals and tricks. Look at our grotesque abuse of the Vietnamese, using napalm and white phosphorus and Agent Orange to defoliate and bring about all kinds of birth defects. In the assassination program, Operation Phoenix, Joaquin, the United States is a very bad guy, a bad actor on the world stage. Russia, on the other hand, is a very good guy. If any nation in the world wears a white hat today, it's Russia. Black America.
Well, I have to say that I think Vladimir Putin, when he says something, it always makes sense. He's a very prudent individual that knows, he's very intelligent. He's the only leader on this big chessboard stage of ours that makes any sense at all. I mean, it's so obvious that all the leaders that I know of the West are just totally in the pocket of the World Economic Forum. And so, yeah, it seems as though he's almost like our last hope. And I think it was one of the visionary psychics, it might have been Edgar Cayce, I believe, even said that Russia at some point is going to become like almost the savior of the earth. There were others that probably said that, too. I've always struggled with the whole idea because I know that originally it was Henry Kissinger that was sent over on the basically for the city of London to groom him as a replacement for the alcoholic Yeltsin, and I know that he was early on anyway. Close with Klaus Schwab. Now, he may have just realized he had to play along, especially in the first years when he had just taken over for Yeltsin back in 99 and 2000. You know, he was going along. But then as time has gone on, we have seen him make statements about the decadence of the West, and he pulled having children sent over as orphans and picked up by families in America because he's afraid of the pedophilia epidemic in America. He's talked about the wokeism of the LGBTQ. He's basically said there's not going to be any kind of surgeries in our country of our young people. So, I mean, he's made a lot of right moves, and he's always prudent about what he says. But I always have some doubt that he's been very close to Chabad, which I see as a very negative Zionist entity. Now, maybe he's, you know, I know that when he was young, there were Chabad people around him in the complex that he lived at in St. Petersburg. And maybe there's an affectionate thing that goes back to his past that allows him to have ties with them or something. I don't know. But I also say that Russia's track record, I believe, for human rights is pretty pissy poor, a long history of it. And of course, we know under Stalin, there was the genocide and all of that. That doesn't necessarily mean that he's into genocide, and it doesn't necessarily mean, well, he has been pretty ruthless, I think, about taking out the perceived enemies. He takes them out. Well, you might also look at it like, well, that's his self-defense. He knows that these people are coming after him, various oligarchs that have, especially that have moved out of Russia. They're very hostile to him. They're totally in the pocket of the globalists. And they want to get rid of them, just like, you know, City of London and America and all the rest. But I just struggle with, we have to find out what happens once Ukraine is done and how he ends that war, because it's only going to end on his terms now. America will not be a negotiator And obviously, Ukraine has no strength or bargaining chips whatsoever. I hope that he allows some part of Ukraine not to become annexed by Russia. I don't think he wants the Slavic population of northern Ukraine and Galicia. I don't believe he wants that to be Russia. I think he's only looking for the already four, you know, districts that have chosen by referendum to be annexed. I don't think he wants to go further. However, he will probably have to go further north and further west to Kiev to end up doing the regime change. I don't see, as long as Zelensky's in there, there's no chance of anything positive for Russia, because we know that the NATO and the U.S. are still pretending, at least, if not meaning, for Ukraine to be part of NATO, to be part of the EU. And as long as there are hostile border nations to Russia, Putin and Russia will not tolerate it. They've only asked for, ironically, way back in the Kennedy days, when they were loading up Cuban missiles, the Russians were, and Kennedy said, hey, this isn't going to go, and they backed down. Khrushchev brought them home. Well, that's all that Russia's asking for is national autonomy, national security, and they just won't let up. They're so determined to get rid of him and regime change. I've done a lot of talking.
No, that was excellent. I like all that, and I agree with his intentions and motives and aspirations. I do not believe Russia's going to be able to settle, though, with less than all of Ukraine because of the risk of rearguard, guerrilla warfare, and all of that. I think that will become an ongoing. The Nazification of Ukraine has been so thorough. And I think that he's going to find it necessary to go further than he planned. We got ready for another break. We'll be right back with my special guest, Joaquin Agopian. Stand by.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Let me add that Joaquin is a graduate of West Point and has become one of our most astute critics of our military and foreign policy. I had a couple more paragraphs from his splendid article on my blog. While Israel's horrific unchecked crimes against Palestinians have always been minimized and ignored going on near eight decades now, it seems largely by intended design to deliberately set up occasional violent Palestinian pushback motivated in self-defense for survival. Yet any violence displayed against Israelis never fails to fully justify reaffirming the Jewish state's apartheid genocidal policy in name of Jews' right to defend themselves against hostile Arab enemies and odious, vicious, recycled, highly hypocritical excuse, chronically used to reward and support this rogue nation that answers to no one. That's a perfect paragraph, Joaquin. You just nail it.
Yeah, I'm just so flabbergasted that they've been able to get away with so much so long. I mean, the USS Liberty, 1967. We had dozens of American lives lost and many more injured. And was anything done? No. The sailors that were the victims were basically said, don't talk or your ass is grass, so to speak. And how they were mistreated. I mean, and Johnson just protected Israel. You know, he went with Israel. And be damned with his own, you know, fighting force. It's just incredible. You know, I mean, and then they stole the nuclear. They stole our energy, the uranium. They stole all kinds of stuff from us to get their weapons. Yeah, I mean, it's just, well, look at the way they became a nation. Just look at that. The Balfour Declaration, 1917. It's like they went to war, basically in World War II, to sacrifice Jews so that they could get their nation. You know, I did a whole chapter on the Rothschild family and how prominent they are and were in the whole formation. I consider Israel to be their country because they run it. I mean, there's just so much to it. And how the world has permitted this little nation, which would be the same size as the fifth smallest state in the United States, New Jersey, how that nation has been allowed to have such power. And I'll tell you how. Because of all the dual citizens that are loyal to Israel. That's how. They've infiltrated all the major countries like UK. They're like something of less than 1% of the population in the UK. And I think it's a little over 1% of the population in America. But you look at their government, all the people in their government, and they've infiltrated all these powerful positions. And I believe, and obviously, they're traitors to all those countries because they do everything for Israel. Israel, you look at it, and based on the history of what they're able to get away with, they appear to be, that little tiny country, appears to be the most powerful nation on earth, you know? I mean, they control the United States. And because of the polarization between, you know, the basically the East and the West, that's all. I mean, you can't talk in terms of countries, and you can't even talk in terms of the East versus the West. Like the East are the good guys. I don't necessarily think that China's a good guy. The model that the World Economic Forum uses is the social credit score system that China has. I'm not real favorable on that. I do have some hope that Putin and Russia can be the country that, you know, leads us to out of this morass of doom and gloom. It's just phenomenal the power that that little country has wielded in this world for 75 years now.
Here's more of what you wrote. Billions of misdirected U.S. dollars, compliments of Washington, D.C., are used to kill Palestinians. Right now, the world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, along with other aircraft carriers, U.S. fighter jets and munitions, are closing in to protect little defenseless Israel, surrounded by those anti-Semitic Arabs. Meanwhile, the real truth is Palestinians are more Semitic than the vast majority of Israeli citizens, whose ancestors as Ashkenazi Khazars never set foot in the Middle East. The reclaiming of their ancient homeland is a bold-faced lie, eliminating all legitimacy to a Jewish state in the Middle East, and where, because they were descendants of the Khazarians, which is modern-day Ukraine, they wanted to return to their homeland. But whereas you correctly discern, because the Palestinians are Semites, but the Israelis are not, Israel turns out to be the greatest practitioner of anti-Semitism in the world today.
Yeah. I mean, those in the alt media, many of us are aware that there are plenty of Israeli citizens that have a plan to actually go back and reclaim their ancient homeland to be Ukraine. There's been a movement there. And of course, what does Zelensky say? He says Ukraine is the second Israel. So, I mean, you know, they do have a bond there. And the common denominator is Ashkenazis that go back to Khazar, which is part of Ukraine. So that's the irony of deception, is that the Palestinians are the true Semites, and these people that we call Jews are non-Semitic, and their whole claim for their ancestral homeland is a farce. It's a fraud. More of us are getting it, but will that change anything? I have my doubts.
The same false narrative liars, you continue, using exactly the same language and libelous tactics against the Russia's February 2022 intervention in Ukraine. Both major mainstream outlets like Time and prominent U.S. government officials claim the Hamas attack was unprovoked. Less than 48 hours prior to the Hamas assault, however, more than 800 Israeli settlers reportedly stormed the East Jerusalem Alaska Mosque compound under protection from Israeli forces. Israeli settlers and Israeli forces killed 248 Palestinians this year, leading up to the October 7th violence. If this Israeli aggression and murder of Palestinians isn't a provocation, then what the hell is? And, of course, the Alaska Mosque is the third most holy site in Islam after Mecca and Medina. I mean, this is all outrageous, violates all kinds of accords and international agreements about the mosque. I mean, as you put it, what could be a greater provocation than that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it reminds me of the situation with Ukraine. The way the U.S., NATO trained the Nazi battalions of Ukraine to be the strongest military of Europe. It was all set, and they were bombarding with shelling. They escalated it just before Putin did his special military intervention. They had escalated the Donbas shelling and were killing more and more. They'd already killed 14,000 since 2014 with the illegal coup. So it reminds me of exactly the same thing. Where the wrong guy steps in and escalates the wars. It's a pattern, and as long as they keep getting away with it, they use the same methodology every time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. As you conclude your essay, when will the people finally wake up to the truth that the Rothschild, Rockefellers, and royal families thrive on wars they create, because they increase their power and control over the masses through their endless satanic-driven war machine? Political puppets in Israel and the U.S. follow the orders given them by these same bloodline warlords calling all the shots in this Israel-Hamas war. If we wish to survive their genocide, we cannot fall for their propaganda, divide and conquer lies anymore. Too much raw, evil truth of their crimes against humanity and children is now exposed, and it's high time the criminals atop this predatory food chain finally be brought to justice with Nuremberg 2.0 military tribunals prosecuting and punishing them to death by public execution for killing billions, if not trillions by now, of innocent souls on this earth over so many millennia.
Same controllers have been in control for millennia. Yeah. So.
And of course, they're behind the vax, which by my best estimate has taken over a billion lives worldwide to promote the Great Reset and the WEF policy of acquiring everything. They want to own everything, so you'll own nothing. And yet you'll be happier than you've ever been. Why? I say, because your thoughts will no longer be your own. They're using graphene oxide to create a mind-brain barrier. And I believe through 5G or other technologies, they're going to be able to induce thoughts and feelings into human beings that did not originate with them. They're not your own, except they're induced in you. So you'll be happy because your mind, your thoughts are no longer your own.
Well, I believe they already have that technology, and I believe that those who did get the kill shot and the nanoparticles I believe that many of them are under mind control right now. I mean, you look at how so many people today respond to anybody who happens to disagree with them. They go apeshit. They can't handle anybody in disagreement. And you know, it reminds me of mass mind control. I mean, they've been working the education system for mind control of our youth and younger generations for many decades now. And mass media is more mind control, especially with the wokeism. So, yeah, I mean, it takes very strong individuals who seek the truth to ward off all that mind control. It's almost like a refined MK Ultra on a mass scale. That's what it reminds me of. It's pathetic that so many people are so vulnerable and you know, unable to resist this mass mind control. I mean, it's getting so you can't even talk to a lot of people because they can't handle anything that differs from their own warped biases that are all basically controlled through mass media and all the rest. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I certainly think you got it right. I'm going to open the phone lines early, by the way, so anyone who wants to call in is welcome to do so, to exploit this opportunity to interact with this marvelous resource, my featured guest today, 540-352-4452. Again, I repeat, to speak with Joaquin and me today, call in 540-352-4452. Joaquin, in the meanwhile, I had a discussion earlier today with a colleague who is, like yourself, very versed in foreign affairs, who believes that if Israel think it's going down, that they're going to resort to the Samson option, where they appear to have nukes in the capitals of virtually all of the Western nations and in various major cities in the United States. What is your assessment of that prospect? Joaquin, did you hear?
Yeah, okay. I think we're back. Yeah, I lost you, or you lost me, one or the other.
Okay, well, I was asking about the prospect of the Samson option, where I understand the Israelis have nukes in the capitals of virtually all the Western nations and the United States and many of our other major cities. And if they think Israel is going down, they're going to pull the plug on the whole world. Your assessment?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just writing about that tonight, actually. The audacity of this country that seems to control so much. It's the only one in the world that has such an option that anybody that they don't like, that they feel any sense of threat from, they reserve this power to basically annihilate the perceived enemy, which in many cases could even be the United States. If the United States doesn't do what they demand, they have made ultimatums to America in the past. So, yeah, it's the only country that has this kind of complete control audacity on the rest of the world, that holds the rest of the world seemingly in hostage. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I find it difficult to dispute your analysis, my friend. We do have a caller here. Brian from Texas. Brian, join the conversation.
It's Kansas City, Jim. You get mixed up.
Oh, you're from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. You know, he is so spot on with the mind control thing. I walked my dog with this woman. Her husband has a doctorate in something at University of Missouri, Kansas City. And the other day, we're walking, and I'm telling her about Elena Zelenskaya, Zelensky's wife, and how she went into Cartier's in New York and spent $1,100,000. And the poor sales clerk, she got annoyed with her and got mad at her and was just a bitch to her. And this poor sales clerk got fired. So what she did before she gathered up her stuff is she took a photo of the sales ticket showing she spent $1,100,000. And then she was talking about what a bitch she was. And this woman that I'm walking with, suddenly her whole demeanor changed because she says, well, I don't know if I believe that. And, you know, and then I started telling her about how I saw a video of the Israelis staging one of these, you know, events, you know, where they had a kid on the ground and they said, okay, lay there, we're going to put blood down, whatever they're doing. And she just went nuts on me. I thought, what the hell's wrong with this woman? She goes, I don't want to go there. When we're talking about the Jews, I just don't want to go there. And she just got really strange. And I thought, what is going on with this woman? And so yeah, when he talks about it, I saw it firsthand the other day. And, you know, one of the things about Hamas, you guys are so spot on. The Israelis even contribute to the Hamas charity, okay, anything to undermine PLO. So, you know, Hamas was giving all this charity money to all these people, and it actually came from Israel so they could undermine them. And then when this whole latest thing started and I saw those Israeli Merkava tanks lined up on flatbed trailers getting ready to move to the conflict zone, I said to myself, what the hell? Why don't they have drones like in Ukraine? You know, the Ukrainians bought all those dirt cheap Chinese drones and they've been driving the Russians nuts with it. If they would have had a few of those, they could have taken out every Israeli Merkava tank. So it's just more evidence how the Israelis control everything. They weren't going to allow them to have that. So anyway, that's my comments.
Joaquin.
Well, this gentleman basically tells the truth. You know, he's right in sync with how we're thinking. It is amazing how Israel has maintained the power of control over so much and never been challenged, except when it comes to something like what just happened. But that was allowed to happen. It was all a pre-planned false flag. So that was, you know, certainly Israel, the people didn't want it, but their leader did. So it happened. It just amazes me. But I'm thinking that Henry Kissinger probably did predict what will eventually be happening, and it might happen very soon. I really hate to, I shudder at the thought that suddenly Ukraine gets nuked, because there's going to be a lot more. If Israel gets nuked, I know that there's going to be other victims as well.
Brian, just stand by, but I'm bringing in Paul from California. Paul, join the conversation.
Good commentary there, Brian. Appreciate that. Okay, Fetzer, strap in. You know it's coming. It's been a while, and I'm going to take you to task again. Spreading all this fear propaganda about nukes, all right? There's no Samson option. Iran doesn't have nukes. Israel doesn't have nukes because there are no such thing as nukes. And you talked about the fact just minutes ago about inducing thoughts, okay? I guarantee you they've already been inducing thoughts for a very, very long time, and they don't need vaccines and they don't need 5G to do it. Okay, they've induced thoughts in you just like they've induced thoughts in me and all of us with their lies and their propaganda and their press and their school textbooks and the television and so on for decades and decades and decades, okay? And nobody knows until they look into it. Just like until you looked into things, Jim, you didn't know for sure they were fake. Now you basically have a preset, what I would call operating system in your mind that you're going to look at the fakery first because you're going to assume it probably exists. But yet you don't assume it with nuclear weapons, and yet I have sent you twice, two times minimum, the PDF, Death Object, Exploding the Nuclear Weapons Hoax by Akio Nakatani. Would you have been able to tell me the title, okay, and the author? No, but I've sent it to you twice. You have not read it. He's a math professor. He's not alone, okay? He makes the case based upon two main things. One, that there is no valid theoretical construct, that it's always been a lie, and said that the photographs in Nagasaki and Hiroshima were fake. And there's no doubt about that. Other people have done the work that those cities were firebombed. They were firebombs, that there is no evidence of a single large explosion with the temperatures and the pressures that you would expect from what they claim nuclear weapons can do. Okay, and again, as I'll make this clear many times, all right, one of the things that Nakio Akitani does not go into, but other people have as well, is the fact that the neutron cross-section curve, which is supposedly published science, peer-reviewed, is out there, and the neutron cross-section curve suggests quite strongly, and in many cases, people have said irrevocably, that explosive nuclear fission is not possible, based upon the difference between what they call the high energy collisions and neutron absorption. So again, I would just say this, you built a career, right? You built a career on exposing fakery, all right? Do your homework, because I've heard you on RBN as well as here talking about nuclear annihilation and all this. A caller to RBN last week, this annoying guy, Tom, who always calls in, talked about the fact, oh, who invented nuclear weapons, Jim? Who invented nuclear weapons, Jim? And, of course, it was the Jews. Well, they didn't invent anything. They're fraud.
Paul, stand by. We're hitting a break, and we'll pick it up with you right on the other side. Stand by.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Join Revolution Radio
every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Paul, what continues to baffle me about your stance on nukes, not to mention flat Earth, is why you take for granted that you must be right and I must be wrong. Here you have a difference between two parties. I would say the overwhelming majority of the world would agree with me. Nukes are real and Earth is a globe. And yet you persist in insisting you have some kind of privilege or inside information that we're wrong about these widely held beliefs, for which I dare say there's a mountain of scientific and historical evidence. Yeah. So that's what bothers me. Paul, I don't interfere when you talk. You don't interfere when I talk. I've thrown you off the air before. Keep your mouth shut until I finish.
So you get angry about this. I wasn't done. Oh, we hit the break.
It's a waste of time. I cannot believe you come on this show against this utter rubbish and nonsense. It just is insulting.
Here's what you can't handle is the truth that you're a slacker, that you have not read what I sent you.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll donate $50 to your legal defense fund if you finish this by next Wednesday, okay? I've already sent it to you. Will you finish it by next Wednesday? That'll give you 10 days.
By next Wednesday?
Your legal defense fund. Next Wednesday, sure. Akio Nakatani,
sure,
right?
Send it to me again by a week from Wednesday. Why not?
But wait a minute. Let me address what you just said. I think you really have a lot of nerve to tell me all this stuff. I've only suggested that you look at the evidence and the fact that you admitted right now it's a belief. You just said the rest of the world believes, blah, blah, blah. And then you got to throw in flat Earth. I've never come on here advocating it. I've only addressed it when it's brought up. People bring it up with me. People bring it up on the show, so I have addressed it, okay, because I'm not afraid, because I have time into it. You don't have any time into this, Jim. You have no time into the site that I told you about, Nuclear Lies, right? Okay, or big-lies.org.
Yeah, Paul.
Big-lies.org. You can go online. I don't care about your mountain of evidence. It's nothing but a new lie, and I'm almost done. Stop saying my name, Paul. Just let me finish. Miles Mathis, you didn't read that 17-page PDF either. Just admit it. I sent you his 17-page PDF about the Trinity hoax. You didn't read it. But he covers in there and other places the fact that all the films that were shown about all the nuclear weapons tests were produced by Lookout Mountain, okay, where they added sound effects and they added theatrical music. So the fact of the matter is, this is one hoax you haven't done your work on, and yet you're always on here blathering about nuclear annihilation and the Samson option and all kinds of Jewish nonsense.
How many times do I have to be right? How many predictions and how many bets have I made with you where I turned out to be right? None of this stuff is going to happen. There's not going to be a nuclear war, and I don't even think there's going to be this greater war that you guys keep talking about. I think this is just more Jew theater that will shortly die away. Okay, I'm done for the moment.
Life is short, Paul, and I don't have a lot of time to waste on blatant nonsense, but I want to invite Joaquin, my guest. Look, I said I would look at it by a week from Wednesday. I said I would do that. I want to invite Joaquin, Paul, I want to invite Joaquin to address the claims you've been making. Joaquin, who in your assessment has the right of the matter?
Well, this is all new to me, Paul. And the gentleman's name that you're recommending is Nakatomi, is that it?
It's called.
Oh, is
it's
he
called,
gone?
I'm here.
Okay.
It's called. It's a PDF you can find. You just search term it yourself. I don't need to send it to Jim. I have sent it twice, but anybody could search term it. Death Object Exploding the Nuclear Weapons Hoax by Akio Nakatomi. Right. This is just one thing, but it's very good. It's very thorough. It's a little bit lengthy. It's 100 and some pages, but you can handle it. Okay. But I would also recommend to you, Joaquin, if you want to just go to Miles Mathis, just type in on a search term. You don't even need to go to his site. Miles Mathis Trinity Hoax or Trinity Paper, and you can pull up his 17-page PDF on the so-called Trinity Hoax, where they supposedly set off the first. Here's all I can say, and Jim's not open to it. Jim likes to talk about me being nonsense or all this stuff being nonsense, and I'm gullible for believing it. But here's the thing that I've shown you, and I'm not trying to take you to task, Jim, on the air. I'm just trying to say, listen, I've sent you the material, but you haven't looked at it, and you continue to believe the same thing. I personally don't believe it anymore because I have looked into it.
Joaquin.
Okay, well, I try and have an open mind, and when I get some information that is different according to my beliefs, I'm willing to take a look at it, so I'll try and follow up with that.
You send it to me, I'll share it with Joaquin.
Sure. And here's one more thing I'll tell you. A friend of mine who I've discussed on the phone many times, who's a physicist, he's got a master's degree in physics. Okay, he's looked at the information as well, and he used to keep in correspondence with his ex-professor, who was into his early 90s or almost 90s. He's gone now. He's since passed away. But his professor from college also did not believe in nuclear weapons anymore. And these are two people with physics degrees. And again, I'm not one on what I call the appeal to authority that so many engage in. And I'm sure we're going to get a phone call from Reese, and he's going to tell us how he's got a degree in nuclear physics as well. I can't wait to hear that one. But here's the thing, okay? It doesn't stand up to scrutiny when you look at it. And the fact of the matter is Jews were behind it from the very get-go. The last thing I'll say when I'm done with this little diatribe, thank you, Jim. I do appreciate you for allowing me to go on these rants. But there's a picture of all these scientists involved in the so-called Chicago Pile, okay? The famous Chicago Pile, the University of Chicago, where they supposedly first split the atom. They supposedly first had nuclear fission. And you can see the photo of all these guys, and I swear to God, it's like not a Gentile face in sight. I think there's like one regular, Aryan professor. All the rest of them are mostly Semitic-looking, swarthy-looking Jews.
Yes.
So this thing has been... Anyway, there's academic fraud, there's scientific fraud, and there's media fraud. There's fraud in all arenas today.
Of course, all the nuclear tests in Nevada, Bikini Atoll, all the hundreds of tests worldwide. We have video of them, one after another, after another, after another. They're all fabricated and fake, then, according to your theory. Just offer a sliver of why I do not agree with you about this, Paul. And I respect your sincerity and the profundity of your belief. I interviewed Christopher Busby, who's an expert on cancer and radiation in the past. Christopher went to Fallujah to ascertain why they had this weird outbreak of genetic abnormality, children with no arms, no legs, two heads, no brain, all that sort of stuff. He originally thought it was going to be from depleted uranium weapons, of course, anti-tank weapons, but he discovered instead it was from enriched uranium from a new class of tactical nuclear weapons the United States was deploying in Iraq. Now, that's a little sliver of why I'm in a state of disbelief, and I will look at what you want to send me for the umpteenth time. But I'm telling you, I have good reason. And just because someone has a belief, that doesn't mean it's not a well-founded belief, Paul. We do have Reese, actually. You mentioned Reese. Well, here he is. Reese, join the conversation.
Well, I got to say, Jim, I enjoy it when Paul comes on because I got to tell you something. I get some great belly laughs hearing this guy. I mean, Jim, I mean, you're a guy who's obviously educated. You know, you've got a university background. You're a veteran investigator. You're well-versed in science. I mean, if I was hosting the program, I don't think I would entertain much time from this guy. I mean, Paul is clearly a dupe of many deceptions. The flat earth is only one of them. He's fallen prey yet again to another one he probably got from Before It's News. And if you don't know, that's one of the websites that puts this nonsense out. It reminds me of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff, who I could not believe my ears when I called into the broadcast to challenge him when he stated on air on this network, by the way, that nuclear fallout dust is harmless, that it could be swept up and bagged without any danger to the residents near the blast area. Can you believe that?
There is no nuclear fallout, Reese. Good God.
No, there isn't.
Paul, Reese didn't interfere with your statement. Let you not interfere with him.
Jim, can I respond to Paul? Let me respond to Paul.
Of course.
Let me corroborate my statement, not just reading stuff off the internet and pontificating. I spent a year and a half with an old Serbian woman in my neighborhood that I helped because she was poor. Her daughter died about 3 years ago from the nuclear fallout dust from the depleted uranium-tipped missiles that were sent streaming down on Serbia and Belgrade. Now, many people there had their homes blanketed with this dust and died from it. There's so many people dying right now that each Sunday, the churches and cemeteries are at their full limit of burials. So that's my response to Paul's denying that nuclear fallout dust is dangerous.
And you intimated from nuclear explosions. Depleted uranium is a poison. That's what it is. Okay, so yes, extremely fine particulates result from the explosion of a uranium-tipped missile. This is well known.
Wait a minute. It comes from the same reaction. It comes from the same reaction as does a nuclear blast
are you talking
or
about?
A reactor.
What reactor? No, you're an idiot. Depleted uranium is not. It's not from a reaction. You don't understand.
Don't call each other idiots, okay? Withdraw that. And let Reese state his piece. You've stated yours with great vigor. Reese is entitled to state his. Reese, go ahead.
All right, Jim, what we have is someone who is in denial of reality here. He's become so married to these deceptions that he's lost his grip on reality. I mean, Jim, reactor.
I
got studied. Jim, let me finish. Jim, stop this guy
all
from blabbering.
All my life, I believe. Oh, in
Jim,
this.
Please mute the call on, or I'm going to start yelling and shouting over him. It's your choice.
I'm spewing, Paul. I've asked you again and again not to interfere with other guests or talk over me. I'll be glad to have you back. Sometimes you're on excellent behavior. Today is not one of those. Go ahead, Reese. Finish your thought.
Okay. Well, just for the enlightenment of Paul, I've studied nuclear reactors in college. Yes, I have, Paul, and I have a degree. Not in nuclear physics, but I studied it as a minor while I was doing my major degree in structural engineering. So let me just tell you, if somebody with qualifications to speak on the matter, I'm very well informed on how nuclear plants operate, both on fission and fusion and cold fusion. They are this identical reaction, but in a more controlled reaction time so that it doesn't perform an explosion. So it's a controlled release of nuclear energy that produces the same the same resultant nucleotides after the reaction is completed, which is depleted uranium, which has been dropped on Belgrade, which is causing cancers of countless thousands of people, which is not being reported in our news. So, Jim, I missed the earlier part of the conversation. Before that, this happened, I heard you were discussing what's going on right now with Israel and Gaza. And I would like to make a little comment here on it myself, if I may, and then have your guest respond to it.
Sure. Go ahead, please.
All right. What's going on right now is the world is standing by idly while a war crime is being committed, which is a complete violation of the Geneva Convention, because Israel is bombing a country that has no military. So all the ordinances that are going in there are going into residential neighborhoods, which by definition is a war crime. So they're now going to ramp it up by trying to send in, I believe, 300,000, possibly commandos and IDF military with fully automatic weapons to open fire on a largely unarmed public, which is arguably the poorest and most oppressed group of people in the world. As the world looks on and talks about Israel defending itself, gentlemen, should I get the barf bags out?
What's that? Take the what?
Should I get the barf bags out?
The barf bags. Listen,
you know why?
Listen.
Because they're talking about Israel defending itself. That's why I said that.
Yeah. Reese, you missed the whole show was devoted to these issues, so it's too bad you missed it earlier. But I'm glad you responded to Paul. You're entitled to your take, and he was bringing you up, so you certainly had the right of rebuttal. Now, I want to go back to Joaquin. Joaquin, absent. Yeah. This new input we have coming up from Paul that he's sending to us, what is your naive take about, you know, just given on what you have understood historically heretofore, are nukes real or not? Is there any good reason of which you're aware up to this point for doubting their existence and their potency?
It's all new to me. I always believed that nuclear power and weapons are very real. Yeah. But I wanted to mention that I think that there's going to be eventually more basically military tribunals for all the war crimes that are being committed by Israel. I believe it will eventually catch up, and they will be held along with America and their war crimes. They will be caught up, and they will be, you know, consequences for these criminal actions that they're doing. I believe it. I don't know when, though, but it's going to happen. I believe that it will.
Yeah. Reese, go ahead. Add a few more thoughts. Yeah. We're coming right, toward the end. Go ahead. A few more thoughts.
My head is going to explode with this so-called discussion that someone is challenging whether nuclear weapons exist. I mean, do you want to interview somebody from Nagasaki or Hiroshima on whether nuclear weapons exist? I mean, this is absurd that we're even having a conversation like this.
Well, Reese, he's...
We might as well deny gravity. We're going to deny gravity next? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Maybe.
I mean,
listen, Reese. He's citing Miles Mathis and this Nagatoni, you know, I'll share with it. When I get a copy, I'm going to share it with Joaquin, what Paul will.
Jim,
this we must read.
Not Nagatoni baloney is what I say. It's one of the.
Okay, listen, I think.
Can I make a commentary on the situation now with Israel and Gaza?
Sure.
Joaquin, I want Joaquin to, because I didn't hear all of it. I had several phone calls come in to interrupt me. Now, I was on the broadcast last week, and I'm well-versed in the occult secret societies and the history of the New World Order. Now, Joachim, are you familiar with the vision by Albert Pike from 1871 that predicts the Third World War in which Zionism, Islam, and the West will mutually destroy each other, and out of the ashes will emerge a new world order under Lucifer?
Yeah, I am very familiar. In fact, I included that part in my article that I just wrote. Yeah, this Confederate general, Freemason, Albert Pike, predicted it 1871, 152 years ago. And yeah, it could very well happen now.
And you know, my tendency, but Reese, hang on. My tendency is to take these predictions as being sufficiently vague that they can cover a whole range of historical developments, so that we hear them reaffirmed again and again under different specific historical circumstances. Joaquin, do you think there's any reason to take this particular prediction more seriously than others by virtue of being vague, that seem as though they're accurate, but in fact they could fit many different circumstances?
Well, from what I understand, he made three World War predictions, and two of them have happened. And right now it's looking kind of like the third might happen. So, I mean, you know, obviously it remains to be seen, but I have to think that, and this guy, he was a very high degree Freemason, and those guys are part of the club, you know, the private club of power elites, the highest degrees of them. And they make their plans sometimes even centuries in advance. So I'm thinking there is a very good chance that maybe he is making an accurate prediction.
Well, we got Brian. I think we have Brian from Kansas City back with us. Brian, go ahead. Add a further thought, of course.
I'm here. He also predicted Nazi, N-A-Z-I, for the Second World War. So he was pretty specific. But I have to agree with Paul. We're not going to get this war. There's too much light here right now. And, you know, there might be some small regional thing, but it's not going to go global. And Albert Pike, they show me that he was one of the antichrists. I know you guys don't believe that stuff, but when I get this stuff, it's really been spot on. I got Klaus Schwab and Victoria Nuland, and they certainly seem to be those types. So,
well, Brian, of
that
course,
comes through. Yeah.
Of course, I'm an agnostic.
That comes through the occult.
I know, an agnostic.
That's why the Civil War started in Charleston, South Carolina, because of all the occult work they were doing there to get that war going, and that's where Pike did a lot of his stuff, Freemasonry, that we ended up with Charleston being the beginning of the Civil War. So anyway, that's all I have to say on it.
Hey, we got a call
Jim,
from Mary 913. Join the conversation. Give us your name and your state.
My name is John. The state of Missouri, and I've called in before, but I just want to wrap this all up in a conclusion of everything I'm hearing from everybody. All right, you know, we're not going to get anywhere agreeing or disagreeing or arguing or whatnot, but I know one thing. Every single one of you know that Satan and evil is the main source of power behind all of this destruction. Now, stop denying God that he created this place, because we don't live on no damn spinning ball. I have to hate to say it, but you guys need to go back and start doing some more research and start doing some serious work.
Okay.
Hey, well, you can say whatever you want. It's just the denial of Christ, and you're going to have to live with that, Jack.
Jim.
Of course I live with it, for God's sake. You understand, I'm a professional philosopher. I deal with arguments and issues in the theory of knowledge and what is and isn't knowable. And I adhere to the ethics of belief, which says everywhere and always you're not entitled to believe anything for which you do not have sufficient evidence. It's well known. Rabbis, pastors, ministers all agree you cannot prove the existence of God. It's an act of faith. That's why it's called that. I just am not willing to take an act of faith.
Well, whatever,
but I don't have sufficient evidence. Okay.
Sorry,
it's beyond the scope of scientific investigation. Reese, go ahead. Make a further comment, and then I want to return to Joaquin.
Yeah. One thing I'd like to say is, you're agreeing that a baby was just birthed out of nowhere and raised itself. That's ridiculous. There ain't no Big Bang Theory. All the people you're getting your information about the spinning ball shit is...
Thanks. Thanks. I mean,
let me elucidate so far.
Please,
let me elucidate the audience here. All right,
go
first
ahead,
of all, this guy that was just on is half-baked. He says he's a believer, a Christian believer, but he doesn't even know his Bible, because if he did, he would know that it says in the book of Psalms that God dwells above the circle of the earth and that he has hung the earth upon nothing, meaning it was pointing forward to gravity and a circular or round earth. A circle is a two-dimensional projection.
I love that, Reese. I love that. Where is that passage in the Bible? You send that to me, Reese. I love
I'll
that.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you as soon as I get off. But let me just say this now, because there's a lot of half-baked quackery, Jim, and it doesn't even deserve the time that you're devoting to it. But
Reese,
let me just say this about the war. Let's about the war. Here's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is not what this other guy said, that it's going to be a fizzle. This guy, Brian, I think from Canada, it's going to be a minor conflict. It's not. This is going to be the big one. This is going to expand, because what's going to happen is when those Israelis go in and start massacring thousands of civilians in Gaza, that's going to evoke a response from Hezbollah, from Lebanon, from Iran, Turkey, and other nations that are going to finally get fed up with Israel. The U.S. is going to get involved in jurisdiction. They're going to do the false flag and attack one of the fleet carriers, the naval carriers that's out there off the coast, as a pretext to draw America into the war. What do you think?
Would you believe, Reese, we address all of that during the show that Barjim is? So, look, we're on the same wavelength here, same page. Thank you for your call. You made a lot of valuable contributions. I want to go back to Joaquin for his final thoughts. My friend.
Yeah, unfortunately, I happen to agree with what was just said. I think that I also have to say one of the things that gets me through life is my faith in God.
Yeah. Yes, and I respect that. I respect everyone's right to believe. What? Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their...